Your word has value. The process of reestablishing self-trust starts with baby steps. For the first few days, you might want your only official agreements to be things that you'd probably do anyway, like wake up no later than 7 o'clock and have dinner ready by 6:30. Do this so you can become more conscious of your agreements with yourself and then be sure to keep them. Over time, you can add a bit more to your list, but never make an agreement you think you're likely to break. Eventually, you'll have an impressive mental file on your trustworthiness. You will have demonstrated to yourself and others hundreds of times that what you say is going to happen, happens. Your word will be as good as law. When you say to yourself, "I'm going to change the world," there will be a mountain of evidence to indicate that big things are coming. And because the words of a person of integrity initiate a series of predictable behaviors, the world understands how to support you. One of our mentors used to say, "When you keep your agreements, your life works." Over the years, we've noticed that when we're managing our agreements well, life feels easier, cleaner, and more magical. In contrast, when we have a broken agreement, something feels off. In fact, whenever something feels off, we check to see if there's an unnoticed broken agreement that needs our attention. If anything is out of whack in your life, turn back to your agreements, start keeping them, and watch how things fall into place. There's more potential for your buttons to get pushed while holding yourself to agreements, but this foundation work is vital. If you were to commit to only the work of this one chapter, your life would be forever changed in a positive way. You will feel healthier in body and mind, you'll feel lighter with regard to your relationships, and everything you set out to do will be more likely to succeed with the power of your word behind it. Regarding the pushing of your buttons, if the buttons are there, they're going to get pushed. Because it's tempting to push buttons, just ask any kid. We're reminded of one of my earliest spiritual mentors, Sri Nam Singh, who, upon getting any of his buttons pushed, especially ones he had been unaware of, would jubilantly exclaim, "Thank you for showing me my buttons!" He said this with real gratitude, because he understood that when you don't know your buttons, you can get pushed around by life. When you know your buttons, you can begin to deactivate them, take away their power, and experience more and more freedom. With that, we encourage you to join our lifelong button-finding quest, and we applaud you for taking these first steps toward a deeply rooted well life.